Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Phoenix, Arizona. Second day of the show, and I'm with Neil Poland, the president of Mullican. Neil, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. It's good to be out west.
Good to see you. Mullican, most people know, he is one of the top five players in the hardwood business. It's all you do. I mean, you make hardwood flooring. You guys got started, what, 25, 30 years ago by buying an unfinished truck flooring company, and now you've evolved and continued to grow, right?
Yep, 32 years in the business this year. You know, Mullican Flooring has gone from being an unfinished strip flooring manufacturer to having one of the most comprehensive product lines in the industry.
Tell us a little bit about business conditions. How's Mullican's sales going this year?
Well, Kemp, I just have to say, since the election, no matter which side you're on, we've gotten a bump. I believe that the industry is performing better in general because people are finally writing the checks that they've been holding in their pocket for 8 years on projects that involve floor covering. Other people are rushing to close on a house before interest rates rise, and it's helping us. I mean, it's obviously been a good lift. It was nice to get through the winter with, you know, numbers that were ahead of last year.
A lot of people know that hardwood flooring is a real floor. It's usually installed when a home is built. And so as we watch the statistics of housing starts go up, this is good for hardwood, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the X factor for us this year and going forward is, can we get single family homes starts back over 1 million? I mean, they've kind of hung around 700,000 to 800,000 for the last couple of years. You know, the historical average is 1.2 million. We really need to get the starts back over 1 million to have the industry feel vibrant again and to make for some real good business conditions. And I think we're going to get there. Really optimistic.
All right. I think you have some pretty big news to talk about here. You've actually been making some investments in your Johnson City facility, right?
Yes. We last year announced a 5-year expansion plan at our Johnson City location that does finishing and manufactures all of our engineered products. In June of this year, we will start up a sawn engineered production line. This production line will primarily produce Euro sawn white oak engineered flooring in 7-inch widths. We really believe that there's a tremendous demand across the country. Everything seems to start on the West Coast, but a sweeping demand for the European sawn look of white oak, and we've been in product development with this for 1.5 years. We introduced it in solid back at Surfaces, the Eurosawn white oak look, and we're going to start up our sawn engineered plant, which will mainly feature this product starting in June.
Now, most people in the hardwood business know exactly what you're talking about, but I'd like to explain this to some of the other people. When you're talking about veneers, you can either peel a veneer or you can saw a veneer, and that's what you're talking about. You're not necessarily talking about a distress level, right?
That's correct. Since 2012, we've been manufacturing offset rotary peeled engineered products at our Johnson City facility. Basically, if you think of a paper towel, you're unrolling a paper towel when you're peeling veneer. That's what the log visual would be like. With sawn products, you're taking lumber and cutting it in a lineal form to give you a look in sawn engineered products that closely emulates the visual of a solid hardwood floor.
This movement toward engineer, I mean, it's well past the 50% point and could even be 60% of what's being sold now, right? Engineered hardwood?
I mean, I believe that the engineered is taking share. I still believe that most of the reason for that is, as builders build more homes with concrete slabs, there's going to be more engineered floors, you know, being purchased. And that trend with new construction has been in place definitely since we came out of the recession. And I still believe engineered is growing more for that reason than for the reason that people are switching from solid to engineered.
But it's hard to make a 7-inch wide solid board that doesn't eventually change shape, right?
Well, if installed properly, a solid 7-inch wide plank will perform very well. In the Northeast and the upper Midwest, there's a lot of wide plank installations of, you know, up to 10 inches. But it does help open up other markets, especially slab, wider boards, when you're manufacturing in an engineered format.
All right, that's big news at Mullican, so congratulations. And you'll be running that in June, you say?
Our plan is to have that production line begin in June in Johnson City.
Okay. All right, let's move to another topic. I know you're the chairman of a communications outreach committee that's talking about raising the awareness of the benefits of real wood floors. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, as an industry, hardwood flooring has not told its story well enough. We have some real benefits that we don't pound the table and tell every day. The number one benefit being to the consumer, a hardwood floor truly upgrades the value of the home. I believe one of the most frequently searched phrases on the real estate websites across the country is hardwood floors throughout the homes. When it comes to floor covering, that's the phrase that is searched. Hardwood floors has been used for over 100 years in homes throughout the country, and since 1983, we've experienced a real resurgence to where the demand has been tremendous and the industry has grown at a 5 to 10% clip just about every year except for the recessionary years. And we want to continue that trend, and we're fighting now kind of on the periphery of our market imitation products in ceramic, laminate, LVT, and obviously imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but we have to blow our own horn, state our benefits a little bit better. Besides upgrading the value of the home, wood is naturally renewable and recyclable, as confirmed by two NWFA studies back in 2010. We have the Forest Service data, which proves that wood flooring and hardwood timber is sustainable at the rate of 1.8 to 1. So the consumer can feel confident that they're buying a green product. Regarding the indoor environment, we're clean and hypoallergenic. Overall, we just have a great product to sell as a floor covering. And the research surveys, the number one preferred product by the consumer, you know, it's just not everybody can afford a hardwood floor. So we can't tap totally into that demand, but we need to make sure that we keep our name as the forefront of the consumer's mind and the designer's specifications, especially in residential. So we are putting together an awareness campaign that we're not ready to release yet, but that we're pretty excited about.
So, I mean, it could be something like drink milk campaign.
You know, that would be the ultimate, the Beef People campaign or Got Milk. Obviously, we're a much smaller industry, but we have a lot of companies in this industry that are independent producers that have extreme passion for the success of our industry. And, you know, when you get passion on the same team and rolling in the same direction, you can create a lot of opportunity. The other part that I believe is important is that in our industry, we have to create a baseline for hardwood flooring. You know, there have been too many imitations, even within wood, where people are offering a paper-thin veneer on a plastic or artificial core, which truly is not a wood floor. And, you know, we have to generate a better standard and specifications for qualifying a wood floor. Many people could walk into home centers around the country and be totally confused with whether or not they purchase hardwood flooring, a laminate floor, an LVT floor, or something that was not what has been accepted as hardwood flooring.
All right, Neil, it's great to catch up with you. Those sound like three great initiatives, a new sawn veneer line in Johnson City, this consumer outreach program, and some minimum standards around what hardwood flooring really is. Again, been talking to Neil Poland, president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.